In the book of 3 John, book of 3 John, about to begin reading in verse 2. Book of 3 John, verse 2. He said, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. For I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth." Lord, help us this morning. I'd like to try to preach just a little bit. John began to write here and he said, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth." Even as thy soul prospereth. David began to write to us and he said, "My soul is continually in my hand. My soul is continually in my hand. Even as thy soul prospereth." I'd like to preach just a little while. John said, "I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health." My health is a wonderful thing. It's a blessing from God. And to prosper and be healthy it just makes life richer, life fuller. I couldn't help but think of the scripture as Paul was teaching this morning. Jesus said, I come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. You know, God placed that first man in a place that we call paradise. He called it the place of Eden, which is a place of delights or a place of pleasures. God put it within every man, every being, a desire to satisfy that within us, that longing to enjoy life, to enjoy the things that God has allowed us. And John said, "I rejoiced greatly, brethren, when they came and told me that we found truth in you, that you walked in the light, that you walked in the truth." And he said, "It's no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in the truth." You know, saints of God, this morning, if one soul was to walk to this altar and repent of all their sins and get saved, the angels would rejoice. But we seem to forget about that time of rejoicing when the angels rejoiced when you prayed through. Hey, man, I hope the Lord... I hope the Lord will help us a little while. Praise God. Amen. I don't guess we turned the world upside down tonight. I got saved. I tell you, it turned my life around. And it turned your life around. As long as you live, you'll never forget that joy, that peace, and that love that filled your soul that night. When he took away the burden of sin. Praise God. And you know the word David began to... He got to a place that... He realized the danger that his soul was in. He said, "My soul was continually in my hands. Yet I do not forget thy law." And in this condition, this place, this position that he was in, He was at a place where it seemed like all he could do was look back, and all that he could do was try to put it before him and realize how desperately he needed God. He said, "The word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." And he said, "God, I remember when I made that vow, said I'll serve you. God, I remember how it was that night when I said, I'll do my best. I'll perform it. I'll keep thy righteous judgment." Amen. Oh, that night while my soul was melted. Amen. It's your love. Like your love just overflowed in my heart. That joy, it bubbled in my life. It seemed like it was so complete, but yet, Lord, right now I'm afflicted very much. Right now, God, the wicked has laid a snare for me. Right now, God, hey man, I'm a struggling. Even though my heart's inclined, and I let you know, hey man, God, that my heart would be inclined to perform thy statutes always and even unto the end, but the performance, God, I'm finding a struggle to perform. I'm finding, hey man, God, that the word was such a lamp to my feet and a light to my path, it seemed like the clouds have shut it out. Seems like I'm in the shadow, in the darkness of this world, and God, I don't really understand. All I know is I feel the danger. My soul is continued in my hand, yet I recall the word. I recall, God, what you require of me. I recall, God, that which you've done for me. And yet, here I am, God. I ain't got nothing else to offer you. But God, I beseech thee. Amen. The free will offerings of my mouth, O Lord. And God, teach me thy judgments. Amen, God, that I could perform that which you would desire me to do in my heart and in my life. God, that I could be what you would happen to be. But God, here I am. I'm just human. I feel like I'm preaching to somebody today. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. My soul is continually in my hand. But yet, God, I don't forget thy law. But right now I'm afflicted very much. God, I need to feel your touch again. I need you to quicken me, God. I remember how it was when the Spirit of God touched me. I remember how it was, God, when the power of God fell on my heart, fell on my life. Amen, God, it fulfilled that very longing, that very being of my soul. Right now, God, my soul's in my hands. And I feel the danger. I feel that I'm slipping. I feel, God, that I've failed you. I feel, God, that I'm about gone. Amen. It was David who said, my feet were almost nigh slipped. He was about to go under. Amen. In the life, the world that we live. Amen, my friend, we will be afflicted. We will, amen, have to deal with that wicked one that lays snares. But oh, to remember your God and remember his mercy and to recall that your remembrance, his grace is a bandage for your soul even today. I know it must have been a hard thing for Jonah when God called him to go preach to Nineveh. Go down there to Nineveh and tell him, I'm going to destroy the city. Hey man, Jonah found himself running. And he ran from God. See, he ran from God. He fell. in a storm. And it seemed so simple. It seemed like it's the solution at the time just to go ahead. Amen. As fear and doubt begins to crowd in your mind, it seems so easy. At that place, when God gives you the liberty to make the choice and the power to make the decision. See, God will let you do what you want to do. He don't force you to serve Him. Amen, God. Oh, if I can reach as far as I need to reach today. I pray from the morning that the Holy Ghost would settle in here. Touch somebody again. Amen. Touch them again, God. Quicken them by your power, by your spirit. Amen. Jonah found himself, it seemed like the solution. But as that storm began to rage, he realized the lies that were in danger. He realized, amen, not only was he in danger, but all them that was on board. You see, my friend, if you quit, it's going to affect somebody else. Somebody's looking at your life. As a matter of fact, I'll be bold enough to say there's multitudes of looking at your life. They've seen the change. They've seen what God's done. They've seen how God's blessed, how God's intervened, how God's worked. Amen. But right now you're at a place where your soul is in your hand. Oh, God. I tell you, John rejoiced over the fact they begin to speak of this one that prospered, this one that was in health. Amen. But John rejoiced over the fact that the soul was prospering. There'll be times, my friend, in the faith. Amen. It'll seem like you'll fly away. It'll seem like your soul not prosper. Amen. No troubles, no problems. It'll seem like you're on the mountaintop, but then, amen, before you can hardly turn around, you're in the valley again. The storms are raging again. And you're wondering if God even loves you. You're wondering if the people even care. You wonder, all these thoughts for the wane. They begin to crowd in. Amen. Oh, I'm telling you, when Jesus died, there on the cross was laying there in that tomb, and the disciples hadn't heard from him and didn't know really what was going on. Peter said, I go fishing. He just had to get away from it. Not that he sinned. And I'm not here to condemn you today. I'm not here to say that you sinned. But my friend, if your heart condemns you, God's greater than your heart. Here today, amen, all that which would bring such rejoicing from the brethren, and that which would bring such rejoicing, amen, such joy in their hearts, to remain that realized that one come to themselves and realized, God, your word, amen, is the light of my pathway. Your word is the lamp. It's there, God, that I can see clearly. It's there, God, that I can understand, amen, what's going on. And realize that all you have to offer is yourself. Amen. In a time when the storms are raging, when the enemies are coming in, all God desires, my friend, is for you to give Him permission to have His way. And it's in the midst of the storm that you'll discover that God can still speak peace and bring a calm in your life. He can still fulfill that long that I don't know, saint of God. But John said, I rejoice. Amen. I hear that you walk in truth. I rejoice. Amen. There's a great joy that flooded my soul. Amen. I hear that the children walk in truth. I want to tell you this morning. Amen. When you pray through, oh, it not only did it make the angels rejoice, but I can tell you, across our land, throughout among our churches, they was rejoicing as they began to my testimonies have I taken as an heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. Amen. The testimonies of different ones had an impact upon you. Amen. That shone the light upon you. Oh, where would you be today had not God, amen, directed you to come in contact with somebody that knew how to pray? Where would you be? Amen. Oh, mom and daddy hadn't prayed. Where would you be? I tell you where you'd be lost without God. But God in His mercy, God in His grace has made a way, and the light is shown on your pathway. And you'll never be the same. You can turn and walk into that dark world. Try to embrace the things of this world once again. Just throw it all away. But you'll never get away from the fact. Oh, that God touched your heart, touched your life. I don't know how it is to be what you call a backslider. I don't know that I've ever, I never felt like I just quit. I've got low, I failed. And oh, in them times that I was at the lowest, in them times that I felt the greatest, and I felt so miserable, and I felt so condemned. Amen. I never forgot the touch of the Master's hand. I never forgot how it was to feel the love of, woo, hallelujah, to feel the peace that only God could give, to feel my life be made complete. David was a man after God's own heart, but he was just a man. Glory to God. I'm telling you today, all you need is another touch from the Master's hand. Glory. Your feelings, when you can't even talk to your companion, take it to Jesus. Talk to Jesus. My soul is continually in my hand, God. I fear, God, lest I slip. I fear, God, lest I become a castaway. And so here I am, Lord. All I've got to offer is me. All I've got, Lord, amen, is me. Though I'm afflicted, God, though the enemy has laid a snare for me, yet I still recall thy precepts. I still recall, amen, and I told you I'd serve you. God, I told you I'd perform it. And in my performance, I've not done as well as I thought I'd do while I felt your presence and your power. But God, I'm willing to try again. I'm willing to pray again. I'm ready, Lord, to worship again. Oh, I wish I could preach. Get this off of my heart today. My soul is in my hands. Your soul. Hey, man, you can take your soul. Amen. In your hands, do what you want to, but God said, amen. Oh, all body, soul, and mind, He wants it all. I said, God wants all of you. He don't want just a part of you. He don't want just a you on Sunday, but He wants you on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. He wants you all the time. So David said, I hate vain thoughts, but thy law who I love. Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word. Oh, I'm afflicted very much, but quicken me, O Lord, according to thy word. Your word tells me that you'll never leave me, you'll never forsake me, but you'll go with me to the end. God, oh Jesus, I need you today. Oh God, Satan, amen, desires to have me. Satan desires to send me. Amen. Oh, but Jesus, you said I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Amen, Jesus, my desire is to find favor in thine eyes. David went on and said, depart from me, ye evildoers, for I will keep the commandments of my God. Amen. Oh, Satan, it ain't over yet. Satan, I'm not quitting yet. Amen. Oh, the writer, the old prophet, I love to read. Amen. The words that he says to captivity, as he began to speak directly to Satan, he said, rejoice not over me. Oh, my enemy, for when I fall, I shall rise. I'm telling you, there's a getting up place. I'm telling you, today, saints of God, under the sound of my voice, God's got you in mind. God's sending you a message. It's your decision. It's your choice. Amen. But oh, I'd rather to see that your soul doth prosper. I'd rather to see you enjoy the blessings of God than to waste away in this world and be destroyed, be consumed by the things of this world. Property of Jesus Christ, my Lord. Amen. I'm going to keep the commandments of my God. And then he said, God, uphold me according to thy word that I may live, and let me not be ashamed of my hope. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, if I don't say nothing else, that's powerful right there. Amen. He said, if you're ashamed, purchased with a price. I am a child of God. Here's my son. against you, yet with love, He reaches out from above. I'm through preaching this morning as we stand, maybe get a song. Amen. David said, my soul is continually in my hand. Yet do I not forget thy law. God, I'm afflicted very much. Right now, God, I'm going through it, but quicken me. Quicken me. The preacher can't do it. The companion can't do it. Nobody can do it. But God, all it would take this service right here. And I wouldn't doubt that it ain't already took place. The Spirit of God has touched your heart. You felt the fluid of the Spirit saying, come. Hallelujah. I wonder this morning, would you carry your soul to this altar? Say, Lord, here it is. Here it is. Here it is, God.
Soul is in my hand.
Lord, here it is. God, would you work? Matter of fact, God's already working, and you just don't recognize it. All you can see is what the devil's pointed out to you in your mind. He's blown it out of proportion. And he said, Satan said, you're done for. You're finished. You'll never feel what you felt before. You'll never come to that place that you'll testify to that high praise. God Himself, your soul's gone. Amen. But this morning,